Okay, so why don't you introduce yourself, where you're from, your year, etc.
So my name is Ray Lee. I'm a 20 from Beijing, China. Yeah, that's a little bit about myself.
Gotcha. And I guess we're curious to hear if you have any kind of folklore about evil spirits, evil eyes that kind of come from, Chinese culture, for example.
For sure. So for our Lunar New Year, we have this tradition. So there's a monster called Nian, which you'll come here and eats the children and make the village just all empty and like destroy the harvest for the next year and all that stuff. So we to prevent that, we hang this thing called Fu, which is the Chinese character for like happiness, prosperity, and all that. And we reverse hang, so it's like, so it in, so we hang the character, but in reverse, upside down.
Gotcha.
So it looks like it's like Nian, but in reverse. So it's like Nian arrived. So when we hang it means the monster already arrived. So when the Lunar New Year came, it would not show up. So that's the whole spirit, whole idea.
And is this something that you still do today? Is it something that's
Yeah,
more
like I
traditional?
think this is the most ubiquitous thing in China. Like you see people hang this red picture with a black character with that Fu like character and in a upside down manner, because like it's a tradition that everyone still do nowadays.
And what happens, for example, let's say you don't hang the character upside down?
It has a very bad connotation that you have bad luck in the next year.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. And does this thing have a name? Does this tradition have a name, or?
I think it's just one of those Lunar New Year tradition, but it's the one of the most important one. Like it's definitely it's the most ubiquitous, the most common, and it's still well perceived. Like it's still a tradition that every family sort of have to do. Yeah.
Gotcha. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah.